get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your soapies, sorted, your football, live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibe, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: Ministry of Education signs MOU to boost inclusive education. Tobacco marketing season set to open on April 13th. In international news, Senegal president signs tough new anti-LGBT law, doubling jail terms. In sports news, DRC Congo declares national holiday after reaching World Cup for the first time in 52 years. With the news in detail, my name is Adija Mbewe. In local news, the Ministry of Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Special Hope Network to strengthen inclusive education for learners with disabilities. Speaking at the ceremony in Lusaka, Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Kelvin Mambwe, says the partnership reflects the government's commitment to ensuring all children have access to education. Dr. Mambwe says inclusive education remains a national priority and that no child should be left behind regardless of ability. Special Hope Network President Eric Nelson described the agreement as a milestone, noting that it represents a shared vision for equitable education, not just a formal arrangement. Health expert from Apex Medical Diagnostic Center, Teddy Mulenga, says the new Dibririne vagina ring HIV drug will be a game changer and will help women have limited control over preventive measures in sexual relationships. He made this comment following the introduction of the drug on Monday, March 24, 2026, by the Zambian government, Mulenga. Mulenga has explained that the DVR is a silicone ring that releases antiretroviral drugs that will be inserted directly in the female sexual reproductive organ. He adds that the DVR will be made available in major health centers across the country, with health workers already trained on how to sensitize to the general public will be conducted. Mulenga further says television and media platforms will also be utilized to educate the general public on the usage of the drug immediately after its full launch. Kalingalinga residents have raised concerns over the substandard of boarding houses in their area, citing poor condition and safety concerns as many homes are converted into student accommodation without proper standards or renovation. Public Health Director of Lusaka City Council, Victor Kangoli, has emphasized the need for licenses to be obtained at Lusaka City Council in order to meet the standards of operating as a boarding house or turning the house into one. Victor says a house can be turned into a boarding house, but it should be renovated or built in a manner that is appropriate for the students. Meanwhile, a student, Brenda Pires, says there is need for security if a house turns into a boarding house in order to guarantee their well-being and safety. Rachel Chewe, a local resident of Kalingalinga area, adds that due to most homeowners turning their homes into boarding houses, it is difficult to find affordable homes. The small-scale farmers development agent, SAFADA, has placed strategic measures to ensure smooth farmers' crop marketing and exportation. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Small Scale Farmers Development Agency SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Mowe says the agency is planning to hold a digital agriculture production and marketing strategic press briefing next month. Mowe says that digital platform is to engage other private sectors to adopt a conducive crop marketing that will enable sustainable supply chain for increased crop production and marketing of agricultural products. He adds that SAFADA has signed a memorandum of understanding with Zambia Exchange Commodity, ZAMAS, and suggests working with the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in order to help small-scale farmers advance in agriculture.